You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. You know, we're getting closer and closer to November, and November means generally cooler temperatures. I always am thankful when cooler temperatures come in October as well, but you know, we're almost to the end of August here. We're just got Monday is the last day of August, and so if you are out there and you're dealing with the heat, let me make you feel a little bit better. I was talking to someone in another part of the country, and they were talking, multiple people, about their electric bill. And, oh my, the electric bills that they were dealing with were way, way high. One particular house, I know that they keep their thermostat set very high because occasionally when I visit, I'm generally, you know, very, very warm in their house. They keep theirs a lot warmer than I do. And their electric bill was crazy high. Their electric bill for that height or for that heat was generally about $150 more than mine. I talked to another person, same area. Theirs was double what mine is. Talked to someone else, and theirs was almost triple on a monthly basis. And so here's what I found out. Years ago, we had our air conditioning systems upgraded by Wyrick Air. And when that happened, our electric bills dropped. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They have been providing professional sales services and repairs in the air conditioning and heating industries for over 50 years. They primarily work in residential settings. They have some light commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. They are based in Rockledge, but they go all throughout Brevard County. When you're expecting to be cool and you're not, they are out there working in the really intense heat to get you cool as quickly as possible. When you are cold and you're trying to get warm, they're out there in the cold trying to get you to the warmth that you want. Pray for those people that work out in the elements. It is very, very brutal. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They've been doing it for a long time. Pastor Dennis leads a pastor's a church in Geneva, and he brings the values of the word to his customers as well. 321-632-9538, CAC 182-1309 is their license number. If you're tired of dealing with crazy electric bills, when we did that, we had ACs that were older than, I mean, they were getting close to 2.5 decades old. And man, when those new systems went in, we were so thankful that our electric bill went way, way down. Make sure you stay cool out there. If you're having a problem with that, Wyrick Air may be a great resource for you to consider. So today we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So, yesterday we were talking about that God has given us the Spirit of God so that he could reveal to us the things that God has prepared for us, and that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And because we have been redeemed and our spirits are alive with Christ, we need to make sure that we are pursuing the spiritual things that God has for us. I would say that in the last 5 years that there have been some profound things that I have learned personally in the Word of God, that when I finally had them revealed to me, here was what my reaction was. Man, I wish I had known that 30 years ago. Okay? It had been prepared all along. There was nothing preventing me from pursuing and discovering those things that the Holy Spirit could reveal to me from the Word of God, except for me. I was the one holding me back in those areas. Now, I will tell you this, that if you start today, and maybe you're young, if you start today and learn something from God's Word on a regular basis, you will never, ever exhaust the things that God could teach us from His Word. If anyone ever tells you that they know everything there is to know about the Word of God, I would just encourage you to say, I don't think that's true. Because if in our finite minds we can understand everything there is to know about an infinite God, then our God is too small, or our ego is inflated too much. And so I have had a number of times throughout my adult life where people told me something and I knew for a fact that what they told me was not true, and they insisted that it was true. And at that point in time, there was no sense in arguing with them, because they weren't going to admit that it wasn't true. And so, you know, I remember visiting a restaurant years ago, and it says, said something like this, Tex says, never argue with a fool. People who are watching may not be able to tell which one the fool is. So I don't argue with people who can't admit, when they don't know something. Recently I had a person that called to ask or texted me. They asked me a question, and I quite frankly put it this way. I am not familiar enough with that particular circumstance to be able to give you the answer that you are looking for. It wasn't that, you know, I didn't have some ideas, but I was there in a situation. All I had was the information that person was given to me. And there's a verse in Proverbs that talks about when a person makes their case that they seem right until the second person gets up and presents their side of the story. And so I have no problem admitting that I don't know everything. I got no problem with that at all. In fact, I think it is one of the great adventures that there is for mankind. Everybody's looking to explore territories that have never been explored before, be it either space or in the wilderness, or, you know, they're constantly looking for new species and things like that. Exploring the ocean, whatever it might be. I think one of the great challenges in life is to explore your relationships with the people that you hold dearest, because that is also an adventure. But one of the greatest adventures we have is to dive into the Word of God and discover the riches of His grace. So these things we also speak, verse 13, not in words which man's wisdom teaches us, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. So if you remember, Jesus said, you don't have to be afraid when you've got to give an account of as to what to say before, you know, ruling authorities. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say at just the right moment. So there is an aspect for us that we have to prepare ourselves so that we can be ready to give an account for what we believe. But there is also combined with that a sensitivity to the Spirit of God, where we're always listening for what He has to say. And I love to hear testimonies of when the Holy Spirit causes people to say things that they weren't expecting to say, because whenever that happens, that's because there's someone who is listening to what they have to say that needs to hear what they have to say. So I've heard of a couple in the past few months where there was a guy who was planning to end his life, and there was he was out in the middle of no place, and there was a guy that was just out there obeying what the Lord had told him to do, didn't realize there was anybody else out there. And as a result of his obedience, the guy came out of the woods and said, hey, you know, I came out here because I thought my life was over, but because of what you've been saying out here, I realize that my life is just ready to begin. I want to give my life to Jesus. Another person was making a statement while they were preaching a sermon, and man, and I know this feeling, they were expecting a response to happen right then and there, and didn't get anything. And so they left that service feeling as if they had missed it somehow. And several years later, they had a situation where they came in contact with a person during a business, and the person recognized who they were and said, hey, I was at your service, and this is what you said, and I want you to know that ever since the day that you said what you said, the Holy Spirit moved in my heart, and I gave my life to Jesus. You never knew that, but I have lived my life for Jesus every day since then. And, you know, it is nice when we get to hear what the end of the story sounds like instead of just what the sowing of the seed looks like. As a pastor, I'm on the radio here Monday through Friday. I preach on Sunday, preach on Wednesday, and I realize that a lot of what I do is sowing, it is watering, it is reinforcing things that you've heard at church, but there is a lot of things that happen that I don't see instant results for. And so there's times I literally have to edify myself in the Lord because who knows? Who knows? I know a person. They're now a retired minister. They came from a foreign country. They were listening to Charles Stanley on the radio, and because they never met him, they were listening to Charles Stanley, and they gave their life to Jesus, became a minister, an Assemblies of God minister, went back to their home country as a missionary, and words that Charles Stanley spoke caused an Assemblies of God minister to enter the kingdom of heaven. So, you never know what word is going to be said. So we have business meetings. We have business meetings that take place on the district level, which is about half the state of Florida as far as our district goes. And then we have business meetings that take place every 2 years on a national level. And I'm not a person that gets up and speaks a lot, but on a couple of occasions I have risen to make some statements. And one time there was a friend of mine that came up to me afterwards and said, "Thank you so much for getting up and speaking, because the tone of the room changed when you said what God had laid upon your heart." And so I want to make sure that as believers, Jesus has changed our heart. And because of that heart change, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, so that the things we speak are not just carnal. They're not just about the weather, not just about sports, not just about the latest news headline. But instead, we're able to speak to spiritual things. I remember when I was growing up, they were teaching things, and they said, "Hey, we want to make sure that young people don't learn about these things just because no one is talking about them. You get bad information that way." I believe that the church needs to address spiritual things. We need to address spiritual things with our kids. We don't need to wait until they're messed up spiritually before we start talking to them about Jesus. We need to start talking to them about Jesus, about heaven, about Jesus being our righteousness, that he is our Savior, he is our healer, he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, he is our coming King, he is our righteousness, he is our peace, he is our joy, that people have a purpose prepared for them before the foundation of the world, and that Jesus wants us to be with him forever. You know, we need to start talking to them early so that they don't make some of the mistakes and don't fall into some of the traps that society has for them. So we don't need to speak with the wisdom of men, but we need to speak with the wisdom that the Holy Spirit teaches us. Now, one of the things that I like to do is I try and make real life applications that would line up with the spiritual teaching. Sometimes those analogies can miss the mark a little bit. They're not perfect. But I do know this, that for every man, woman, boy, and girl on planet Earth, the Holy Spirit knows the key to their heart. And because Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is always looking for that one lost sheep, we need to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit would have us to say, because the Holy Spirit knows the key to those individuals' hearts. So verse 13 concludes this, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So we are not called to compare ourselves with one another. However, the Word of God is given to us as a mirror. And that mirror is designed to make sure that the representation that others are seeing reflect the nature of God, the supremacy of Christ, if you will, that is available. So a lot of times I wear like golfing polos throughout the week. I don't know how this happens. It just does. I mean, you put your head through the neck hole, you put your arms through the armholes, and I can't tell you the number of times I look up, and it's always in the same spot that the little V there on the golfing polo ends up all folded under, and it looks like I got dressed in 2 seconds and ran out the door. And it's like, you know, I've really got to make sure that happened. The reason that I know that is because the mirror reflects the fact that my shirt is not adjusted properly. That has no bearing on today. I'm not wearing a polo shirt or anything like that. But, you know, I know that when I compare the image that I think I have versus what the mirror is showing me, that the mirror is not going to lie. That it's going to show me what is accurate, and then I can adjust my life. Our spiritual journey is all about coming into alignment with the Word of God. And so for us, we have to realize that when the Holy Spirit is teaching us the things that God has prepared for us, that if our life is out of alignment with the Word of God, that we adjust our life, not adjust the Word. So there was something that happened, a phone call that had come in, and a person was presenting things, and I was like, hey, you need to understand this. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're from. And the things you're asking me, I've got no jurisdiction over. And so they went on and made their statement. I pointed them in directions that they could go. And I got to reflecting upon what they said and realized that many of the things that they said were not aligning with the Word of God. And when that happens, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm going to choose the Word of God. So I know what it's like to think that you were doing something that God wanted you to do, and actually you were not in alignment with the Word of God. I know what that's like. I've done it. I know what it's like to be prompted by the Holy Spirit to do something and not do it, and then say, oh man, I'm such a failure. God will probably never use me again. And there was a teacher that we had at the church years ago. He's now moved out of state. And he said, look, God doesn't waste anything. And that lined up with my experience that night, because what God said was, you didn't fail. Now, because I used someone else and it confirmed what I was saying to you, you know exactly what my voice sounds like now. And it's like, instantly, God took a negative and turned it into a positive. So, the things that we are comparing spiritual things with spiritual is we compare the spiritual word of God with our life to bring our spirits into alignment with the word of God. Thank the Lord that we have the word of God, that it is so readily available. You know, there are so many times when people ask me, you know, where is this verse? And now there are so many resources that are available, and some of them are aspiritual. I mean, they're neither good nor bad, but you know, you can do a Google search or an internet search and you can find the verse. But let me caution you about the things that are out there being propagated. You know, everybody is a social media theologian, and I would very much caution you, be very careful about just taking what someone says as the gospel. If it's not in the word, in context to the word, and it's not just the context of the few verses before and the few verses after, but it is also in the context of the entirety of God's word. You know, it's been described that there is a scarlet thread that runs from Genesis to Revelation, that it is about Jesus coming so that we could be reconciled to the Father. And God is never going to contradict himself. Make sure that you avail yourself of the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can compare things spiritually to know how we should live our life in a way that is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.